It's time to meet in the middle. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message in so many words to lawmakers from actor Matthew McConaughey visiting the White House after he spent days visiting Uvalde, Texas, his hometown, where a massacre happened at a school.
We heard from so many people, right? Families of the deceased, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, Texas Rangers, hunters, Border Patrol, and responsible gun owners who won't give up their Second Amendment right to bear arms. And you know what they all said? We want secure and safe schools, and we want gun laws that won't make it so easy for the bad guys to get these damn guns.
He voiced support for proposals made by both sides of the aisle, including waiting periods and expanded background checks, along with red flag laws and more school security. But a bipartisan plan is still under negotiation in the U.S. Senate. President Biden just signing into law 9 bipartisan bills aimed at improving care for veterans. His Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen defending the administration's handling of the economy.
So we've accomplished a lot. We have the fastest recovery of any developed country.
Though she says inflation is too high and must be addressed after admitting it was wrong to call it transitory, Republicans and some Democrats argue the White House isn't doing enough to bring prices down. A late rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 264 at the close. The S&P and the Nasdaq also higher after stocks spent part of the day in the red. A new COVID vaccine just clearing a key hurdle with a panel of advisors recommending the FDA give a green light to the Novavax shot for adults. Unlike Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which trick the body's cells into triggering the immune system, Novavax is similar to the flu shot, using the spike protein from the coronavirus, but formulated in a way that cannot cause COVID. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Voting underway in 7 states holding primaries, including for some longtime lawmakers hoping to hold on to their seats.
In Iowa, GOP Senator Chuck Grassley seeks an 8th 6-year term, facing a primary challenge from a state senator, Jim Carlin, who has openly questioned the 2020 election. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is also being primaried, with Democrat Deirdre DeGeer waiting in November. In New Jersey, 4th District Republican Chris Smith has served in Congress since 1981, but is challenged this year by candidates critical of his support of creating the January 6th committee.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Mississippi, South Dakota, New Mexico, and Montana also voting today, along with California, which has multiple races on the ballot for governor, Congress, and the San Francisco DA, who's facing a recall election. The U.S. just winning a legal fight in New Zealand to seize a Russian-owned superyacht in Fiji, one of multiple vessels being sought as part of sanctions against oligarchs over the war in Ukraine. There's a lawsuit over the new Top Gun sequel. The widow and son of the man who wrote an article that inspired the original film say Paramount should have reacquired the rights before releasing the new movie.
Paramount did acquire the movie rights to the story Top Guns, which appeared in California Magazine in May 1983. But according to the family of the now deceased author, those rights expired in January 2020, or 35 years later. In the lawsuit filed yesterday, the family says it told Paramount in 2018 and again last month to stop cease and desist promoting the new movie, which it ignored.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Paramount says the claim is without merit, that the new movie is substantially different than the original magazine article, and that the film was sufficiently completed by the copyright expiration date. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.